Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Boom, boom, boom. Ooh. Boom, boom, boom. Ooh. Boom, boom, boom.
Ooh. Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So I, that scenario.
Hey, yo. This is a perfect song for the back page with Bo. Because.
Hey, yo, Bo knows this. And Bo knows that. But Bo don't know Jack. Because Bo can't rap. So what do you know?
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get to the back page with Bo in just a couple of minutes. Back into the big story of the day at 1 o'clock. Joe Patrick joins us at 1:20 to talk Falcons every Thursday. And we will get to an AMA in an hour as well.
Dude, because I was just reading some baseball news and notes. They're talking about, you know, expect the closers and relievers to get ready. They should be the first ones as far as teams going after. I saw Edwin Diaz was like looking for $100 million.
Yeah,
Edwin Diaz,
yeah,
$100 million. And then obviously we got somebody asked about the Paul Skeen thing. No, the Braves are not trading for Paul Skeen.
What? Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, that won't happen because they're not willing to give the prospects. No, they'll give up the prospects. They're not willing to give up a check.
Well, yeah, because I think there's a two-parter with him.
Yes.
Like, whoever trades for him then immediately has to turn around and give him like a $350 million contract.
And so then I saw the Padres possibly getting sold.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were talking about that. So I was like, if you're them, you got a new owner coming in, let's sell. Let's sell somebody that's getting mad at it. Because you ain't won nothing with them.
No. I guess they made the playoffs. But yeah, like they haven't yet.
Yeah, let's get Manny Machado and Tatis. I would love to have him.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I wish he was like young Tatis when he's a shortstop. Oh,
he could still play shortstop.
I think
right?
He still can.
Put him back there.
I think he can.
You know, that's what the Braves need.
Yeah, man.
I saw it suggested yesterday that you might be able, with the Rangers kind of unloading, you might be able to sneak Corey Seager.
Why not?
I mean, great, if that's at all possible.
Does he have is he signed up long term?
Okay, he's got a contract.
Okay,
yeah.
Then just pay a little extra.
Yeah, just go get a genuine top flight shortstop and improve your team.
Yeah.
Like, as Ha-Seong Kim would be great. I'd rather have Corey Seager.
You damn right I would.
Or Tatis Jr. Or, one of those guys.
Let's go get them damn Dodgers, man.
Yeah.
Get them out. You know what? Because my wife's from L.A., right?
Uh-huh.
And so my kids will have, And it's their TT's the only one that says, Donna knows. I mean, she does that despite.
Sure.
You know, she'll see me cute pictures of my nieces in their Dodger outfits or their Alabama cheerleading outfits. Because her husband's from Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Michael's from Alabama.
So he lost me with the L.A. Alabama.
Michael's from Alabama. So, yeah, she'll send me, like, my nieces looking so cute in a little Alabama uniform. But they usually send it before the game.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's why I like, because he texted me yesterday with checking. I was like, don't text me, because every time you text me, Georgia damn loses. All right. So I was like, don't leave me alone. Everybody's fine. Leave me alone. But yeah, I mean, if you can go make your team as good as them,
yeah,
why not?
That'd be great.
I know you're not going to.
I know.
But it sure sounds,
but
right?
It's fun to talk
it's
about.
It's fun to talk about.
It's like when Otani was out there and it was like, well, you know, let's talk ourselves into it until it doesn't happen. And then he signed a $700 million contract,
but
still is just
Liberty Media
number.
Got $700 million,
oh, sure.
Though, right?
Absolutely.
Am I right or wrong?
They've got it. Yeah. And they're printing money over
you
there.
You can't die with it.
That's true.
You can't take it to your grave. Go spend it on the baseball team.
Yeah, spend it on a shortstop. You can't die with that. Yeah. How many parking lots do you need? You know, how many business parks do you need?
That might,
we got them.
Those all bring in extra income.
We've had some funny moments on this show. A lot of funny moments, but that was not funny. The day that it was announced they had bought them damn office buildings
when they were 0-7.
When they were 0-7. That was not that. Was,
when the Braves were 0-7.
Nothing funnier
and
than the
press
reaction.
Release about
and they had that damn,
great news.
They had that damn press release. That was nothing funnier than the reaction. And like you're 0-7 and you're buying damn buildings.
Cool.
Go buy a pitcher.
Get us a pitcher. Okay. Get us a shortstop. Like that was at that time.
Oh man, that was so funny.
Nick Allen was the shortstop. That was the situation.
God, that was so funny. That's
awful. All right,
oh man.
All right. Let's get to the back page with Bo. Abe's right. That was so early in the season, I think Orlando Arcia was still
I think it was. Oh, man.
All right. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
So Hassan Kim turned down $16 million. So Corey Seager's making $32 million. But Hassan Kim's I don't know if gambling on himself is going to work. He's probably expecting $20 million. So
right.
But you pay about, 20 you remember, or pay 32? Pay 32.
Yeah.
Go get him.
Because that's what, remember, I was reading off that projected for him, and it was like 2 years, 32 for
Hassan Kim.
Yeah,
they were saying, so he just wants another, yeah, projected
add,
another
just
year.
Add another year.
Yeah, he wants that extra year.
Yeah.
Oh, well, how about Corey Seager 1 year for 32?
How about that? You
get him for like 6 more years.
I know there's more years after that.
It's
as
not
well.
A 10-year contract.
That's not how I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it is that we
3 or 4 years
you can get him for 30. You can get him 32.
It's just 32 a year. They said they want to become a top five payroll in baseball.
Austin Riley makes the most.
Currently, yeah.
20 what?
22?
It escalates every year.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
But it's not.
But at the end of his last season on this contract, I think he makes like 28 or something.
Oh, okay.
But in terms of baseball contracts in the modern day.
Seager's contract right now is cheap.
That's a reasonable. Yeah. Austin Riley's contract is
yes.
Totally reasonable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's it. I mean, they don't do that. They don't go higher than. I mean, they've never had a player higher than that, I don't think. I think Austin Riley is the highest paid ever, certainly long-term contract. Yeah, I don't know. Bring me Corey Seager.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. So you mentioned this earlier. Congratulations, Paul Skeens. Cy Young this year, Rookie of the Year last year. If you watch both videos where he's sitting with Libby Dunn,
yeah,
he actually smiles in this one.
Yeah,
he gives her a high five, shows some emotion.
And that's what threw me off because I saw both of them. I was like, oh, he won Cy Young last year too? Yeah, Paul Skeens doing good, man. He's doing good for him. Hell of a pitcher, man.
Great
pitcher.
So, do y'all think that – so he's going to get, I don't know, $60, $70 million a year, something like that, $300 million, $500 million contract.
Something. Insane amount of money.
Odds that he actually goes back into the Air Force after he retires from baseball and finishes. He wants to finish his 4 years. That he went to the Air Force Academy before LSU.
Oh, really?
I did not know
that.
He says that he wants to finish his – I think he probably does it.
Well, that's one of those, that's one of those things you can't really say it and then not do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Oh, no, I ain't going to fly no jets.
Well, I don't know I don't know all the laws and rules. Is it – is he too tall?
That's what
at 6'6"?
There's other stuff.
Oh, no, there's tall pilots.
Yeah.
There's tall pilots.
There's probably
well, he doesn't even have to be
right?
a pilot.
Yeah.
He could be a pencil pusher for 4 years.
Yeah, not everybody's flying
pilot.
I thought
you said pilot.
Or no,
Air Force. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about he flies in it. Okay. All right.
Might be what he wants to do.
Like, Goose was tall.
True.
Yeah.
He also hit his head on the emergency thing.
Well, that was a technical thing. That was a technical thing, Bo.
I
but
think
had even Tom Cruise's height, Tom Cruise got ejected and didn't, you know.
No problems.
Just a real quick glance says you have to be.
You even go there, Bo. That just hurt my heart, man.
You're the one talking about tall fighter pilots.
That's
I'm
one,
saying
that,
maybe
that's
it's not a good idea.
That's one of the toughest TV deaths for me right there.
It was a hard one.
Yeah. One of the hardest ones.
But, I mean, yeah. You brought up Goose. That's what we think of with Goose.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Goose.
See, I was just trying to do the good part of Goose. Great balls of damn fire.
Trying to do the good part of this.
Yeah, great balls of damn fire.
Speaking of the good parts of Major League Baseball, the MVP is going to be announced tonight. So Aaron Judge, Cal Raleigh. I don't know if I would consider Jose Ramirez a finalist. I mean, I guess he's technically a finalist. It's going to be Judge or Raleigh. Yeah. So let's go big dumper.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Judge.
And then Ohtani, Schwarber, and Juan Soto. It's going to be Ohtani.
It'll be Ohtani.
Yeah.
Speaking although of Schwarber had a hell of a
Schwarber,
year.
Though. He did.
And he's out there.
Bring him on, too.
He's out there. Bring him, too.
If they went out and got Kyle Schwarber, would you be okay with him hitting first?
You're damn right.
Yeah. All right. No. But nobody else other than that?
I'm not okay with anybody hitting first but Ronald Acuña Jr.
I love Kyle Schwarber, man.
I do too.
Such a fun player.
He can bat second.
All right.
I would love to have that debate in March. He can bat second. That would be awesome.
All right. So here it is. We heard from Russ. Now let's hear from the man with the keys.
I want fans to know that I'm going to do my best. You know, obviously, I'm going to have fun, but I'm going to execute, have a surgical execution.
And just
play ball, man. Like, this is something I've been doing since I've been 4 years old. And I just get to do it in the greatest city in the world. I'm going to be saying it with my son. It's the greatest city in the world. Yeah, that's a Hamilton reference, if y'all don't know. Yeah, 10-year reunion.
I've never seen Hamilton. Maybe I'm going to have to.
I love the Hamilton thing. And I know the reason I say that because I will never, ever see Hamilton again. I mean, ever. Because that's what she wants to see.
Oh.
Yeah, she's like, and it's not one of them random things. Let's go see Hamilton.
Oh, like go see it in a theater?
Yeah. Why?
You can watch it on Disney Plus.
No.
It's really good.
She wants to sit in cramped ass seats and watch it.
The last musical I saw, it's a musical, right?
Yeah.
Was Chicago. Was it better Chicago?
I think so.
Yeah? All right, maybe I'll check it out.
Nah.
It's no Little Shop of Horrors, though.
Come on. Can she go with y'all? Can she go with y'all?
Who, Juice?
No, my wife. Can she go?
To see Hamilton.
She can come
with us. We'll probably have to watch it at home. Oh, are they re-releasing it?
Well, I think you can still go see it in New York. But I don't know if they're touring anymore.
No, you can still go see it up there.
I would love to see it. I don't know. It's a really good musical.
So the Bucks and Bills play each other this weekend, and I guess Josh Allen and Baker Mayfield was the bromance that you never knew existed?
He's so damn tall, so I can't. I have to walkie-talkie to him because he's so damn tall, so I can't really have a face-to-face conversation with him. But, you know, in Buffalo, it's cold, it's rainy. Even though he's 6'10", his hands are small, so he better wear his gloves.
So you have small hands, so you need gloves.
That's crazy. Baker wears two gloves golfing, so he's that type of guy.
Not that guy.
That's great.
That's pretty good.
Baker two gloves? No way, man. Come on.
Have you ever played with a guy that wore two golf gloves?
I don't think so.
Oh, I'm just curious. I've never seen nobody play with two golf gloves.
Did
before.
He mean like on both hands?
Yeah, both hands.
That's what I was gonna ask. Did he mean two on one hand or just
one
two
on
gloves?
Each hand,
I've never seen that.
I've never seen that either.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen that. That's why I was like, is that a thing?
I used to play baseball with a kid that would pitch with a batting glove on.
Oh, that'd be weird.
Yeah. Was,
really?
Why are you doing that? He said he could spin his curveball more, which maybe he could.
Very interesting.
There was a pro golfer named Tommy something. They called him Tommy Two Gloves.
Oh, did they?
And he wore a glove on his hand.
And not just when it was cold.
No, like.
Tommy Gainey.
Tommy Gainey, yeah. That's right.
So, Carolina Panthers facing Atlanta Falcons this weekend. You know, we can't have the Carolina Panthers do anything without hearing from Xavier Leggett. Well, here's Xavier Leggett with Caleb Presley talking about dining choices.
Leggett.
Yeah, so.
Is that French?
No. I don't know what it is, man. A lot of folks ask me, is it French? I feel like I'm a regular civilian, man.
A vegan?
No, civilian.
Civilian.
Yeah.
Glennie Ball's is Italian.
Yeah.
Glennie Balls won't eat a raccoon unless his mom made it and it's dipped in marinara.
As well, you don't eat it later.
I would eat it. I trust you.
Glennie Balls, did your mom make a raccoon parmesan?
She never made a raccoon parm, no.
What do you eat? What's your favorite rodent to eat?
Raccoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
What is a raccoon? Is it a squirrel or a skunk?
I don't know how to answer that.
I would think it's more squirrel than skunk, right?
Is it a squirrel or a skunk?
I say it's a squirrel.
It's a squirrel.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Turns out raccoons are neither. They are their own species.
They are
in their own family.
Beast.
Yeah, they're gross.
They're gross.
You don't want raccoons around?
No, you don't. And it's still weird to me that people have them as pets. Don't care.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Apparently, if you train raccoons or you raise them from babies, they're really nice and they don't have rabies. So, look, I'm dating one that wants a raccoon as a pet. Everything.
Serious?
Are you serious?
Well, look, we love animals. I don't know if I would want a raccoon as a pet.
Raccoons ain't animals.
Tara wants a
rodents.
They're not technically rodents, but
I just want to call them that.
They look like it, so might as well.
Yeah. We had some baby raccoons rodent. In our tree earlier this year.
You did?
Yeah.
What do you mean had?
She wants a rodent.
I don't know what happened
to her. She wants a raccoon and an otter.
Yes. I'd be okay with the otter. We'd have to build a pool, though. Or something. I live in a townhouse. My yard's not that big.
Yeah.
We could put a kiddie pool back there. If we were to get an otter, yeah, sure. And congratulations to Rob Gronkowski, who is officially a Patriot again, so he can officially retire as a Patriot. Here's Bob and Rob.
There's an afterlife. Damn. I think we'd all like to come back as Gronk. I had planned to include in his one-day contract, by the way, since we play the Jets tomorrow night, how about a two-day contract?
Let's do it.
Okay.
It's a signing bar.
Nothing's changed.
Damn, it sounded like Mr. Crafton got his nostrils pulled out.
Yeah, he's
old.
He's approaching the finish line.
Yeah, man, he got his nostrils and damn his molars pulled out, man.
Yeah.
But that was really cool.
Is that just eight? Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, that was really
cool. That is cool. It's very cool.
Yeah, no, I was about to clown more.
I know, I was too, but
he's old.
He's old. We'll all get old.
He's getting on up there.
Yeah.
It happens.
But, I mean, yeah, that's really cool that Gronk's going to retire. I mean, dude, he's one of the best I've ever seen, dude. He's a wild, wild, wild dude. And he played like it too, man. Just the punishment that he took.
Yep.
The elbow, the knee, the leg. What the hell?
Bob did have kind of a point, though. Like, I think Gronk would be a pretty fun person to be reincarnated as, even if for only one day.
Well, he knows Tommy. Tommy cloning folks.
Yeah, they're reincarnating people over there.
You think he could clone a Gronk?
He may have cloned Drake May. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe.
One Gronk talking about that, too. We ran out of time.
Cloning stuff?
Yeah. Look, if you look at Drake May now, Tom Brady when he was a rookie, very similar features. Saying.
Tall?
And white?
Tall and white?
And chubby cheeks?
I forgot chubby face Tommy. Man,
Tom could never run like Drake May.
Exactly. They spliced it a little bit, made Drake May the faster version of him.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, it's a little upgrade.
Hey, guys, our third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing is coming on Monday, November 24th. Dang, it's coming up soon. Even if you can't play, we would love for you to donate. Go to 929thegame.com. Click the events page and donate to Pets for Vets. It's a charity that pairs the nation's heroes and trained working animals. Love it. It's a lot of fun. Running out of foursomes, but if you can't, make sure.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature. Where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You guys go over there and do it. Like I said, click on the events page. It's all brought to you by Window Nation. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
But you can't wear 2 gloves.
You could. Why not?
1 glove only. Nah. Bottom hand.
Bottom hand?
Or top hand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The one that takes the, yeah. All right. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
ARK Raiders. a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.